Alléluia.
My message tonight is going to be on endurance. If I want to preach on endurance, then I think I need to have endurance. There is no wimp in the kingdom of God. About a month ago, before I go on to 2 Timothy, a good friend of mine, Delma, and her daughter, Yadira, they sent me a song. They said, "Homie, I want you to hear." I think Yadira sent it, or them, one of the two sent it to me. Who? Yadira. Yadira sent it to me. And they said, "We saw you and Pastor Bronk standing in the front. This song reminded us. This song reminded us of you and Pastor Bronk. You were right in the front, standing next to each other. And this song reminded us of you and Pastor Bronk." Little did I know, I think the Holy Ghost spoke to them. They gave me this song. A little bit after that song, my son passed away, and I had to do his funeral. I've been in Philippians and 2 Timothy and 2 Corinthians forever. Now I know why. Art was prepping for stuff. Saturday, I had an unusual experience at dialysis. Monday kicked my butt, if I may. He really did. There were people there in the recovery room crying out in pain. Crying out in pain. We have to see kingdom, man. We have to see kingdom. We got to fight. You don't act tough to be tough, but tough rises up in you. When you spend your day with the Holy Ghost and reading the Bible and fasting, toughness rises up without you even trying. So I want you to hear this song. The young lady said, the song reminds me of you and Pastor Bronk. But I think this song is a good theme song for our church. If you hear the words, it's about 3 or 4 minutes long. But if you hear the words, this song is called Marching On to Mount Zion. And I heard it all day today and Monday. I was hurting, but I kept getting so inspired by this song over and over again. So if you would, Harry, just play that song real quick, and then we're going to get into some doctrine, okay? Listen to the words, please. Pretty please. But turn it up, Harry. Listen to the words. This is our theme song for this church. Carefully.
This is the call to the chosen and the true.
Listen to the next line.
Warriors of the Lamb, He is calling you. March on. Holy, holy, holy.
Glory to the Almighty God, Jesus, our Savior, the Holy.
crushed, thrown to the ground. The saints rejoice, the lost are found. The Spirit's fire is all around. Can you feel it?
Jesus. Robert or Harry, help me out a little bit, please, for a little bit. One of you, please. Real soft, real low. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue in 2 Timothy. Doug, I'm not going to teach you like Pastor Brock. No, he's going line upon line. We're going to share some observations on 2 Timothy. We're going to call this teaching the gospel of the kingdom, in parentheses, magnificent valor. Gospel of the kingdom, magnificent valor. There's no other church in the world that I'd rather be than this church. What is taught here, what is taught here is second to none. Second to none. If I had not been taught what I've been taught here, I would not have made it. I would not have made it. Four strokes. Eyes, kidneys. But I'm here. And I don't back down. Living my life out of a sanctified spirit. I tell you, I don't need a vacation. I don't need this. I don't need that. I just need to wake up in the morning and spend time with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and digesting the epistles. That's all I need. Me and my wife are different. We don't need stuff like that. I'm called for one reason, one purpose. It's to be his associate, to press on with him to the day I die. And I will. And I will. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. The name of the teacher is going to be Magnificent Valor. Paul says to Timothy, I am already being offered up, for 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. This is Paul's final days on earth before he's beheaded. I am already being poured out as a drink offering. Listen, the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me on that day, not unto me only, but also to all those that love his appearing. That, my friends, is magnificent valor. When you live for the gospel, when you live to sit in his presence, and for all things that contradict the gospel, they would be dung to me. Dung. And that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. I'm telling you, whether you believe me or not, nothing else matters anymore. I'm so on fire for God. So on fire. Yeah, I hurt sometimes. I hurt bad Monday. I hurt bad. I didn't tell Pastor Bronk nothing because he probably would have been nervous about the preaching today. I had dialysis today. I didn't go yesterday. I was hurting too bad. So I did dialysis this afternoon. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I won't preach, Lord. I'll give it to Pastor Bronk. But I didn't feel the release to not preach. I felt him say to me, my grace will sustain you. Usually I can't talk after dialysis, Pastor Bronk knows. But I think my speech is fine right now. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. I remind you that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the laying on of my hands. Listen, for God has not. That word not is very, very important. It's a Greek word, OU. It's an absolute negative. You do not have a spirit of defeat in you. You have the spirit of power. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. He said, He has not given you a spirit of fear. Oh, you, it's an absolute negative, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Listen carefully. Therefore, be not ashamed of the testimony of my Lord, nor of me his prisoner. Listen. But be thou partaker of the sufferings of the gospel according to the power of God. What's the power of God? The spirit that he's given us. That's the power of God. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But partake of the sufferings of the gospel according to the power of God, who has called you with a holy calling. Not according to our works. According to his purpose and grace. I'm telling you, there is no quit in him. You don't have to try to be tough. You don't have to try to. I'm a wimp. I don't like pain. I don't like it. But all the hours that I pray in tongues in my recliner at home. They've changed me internally. It's changed my want. Really, I think I count all things but dung, so I may gain Christ and be found in Him. That's all that matters. I've gone too far now. I've gone too far to regress. I've gone too far. The power of God is in me. We live our life with a holy calling. No matter what we face, we live our life with a holy calling. No matter what we face, we have to get our eyes off ourselves and live with magnificent valor. It's not about what you said about me. It's not about what you did. It's about Christ in you. The gospel of the kingdom. Magnificent valor. But God has not, OU has not, it's an absolute negative, has not given us a spirit of fear, but power of love and a sound mind. He has not. Like Pastor David used to say, so if I fail in my walk with Christ, it's because I chose failure. Because I chose to exit my walk in the Spirit. Yes. That's right. Several years ago, five words changed my life. And now I know what he meant by this. I think it's 10, 15 years ago, I don't know. I went to Pastor Bronk. I said, I'm an emotional mess right now. Big dog, I can't even think. I don't know which way to turn. I went to my pastor for counsel. I said, I'm confused. I'm an emotional wreck. And he just heard me. Didn't comment till I got done. And he says this to me. After I'm crying out to him, hurting, an emotional mess. He said, hey, buddy, you got to fight through it. I think that's called endurance. You got to fight through it. He couldn't pray me out of it. And forgive me, I can't talk that loud for some reason. My jaw muscles hurt real bad right now. Thank you. Say, hey, buddy, you gotta fight through it. That's the best advice I've ever been given in my life. Fight through it. Endurance. Because 2 Timothy is about endurance. The word is used several times, endurance, to hold up under, to march forward, regardless of what you feel. I felt it Monday, man. I felt it. And though I didn't feel the word working in me, I was praising him. I was praising him. My heart was broken for the people there. In pain, in agony. We got to have endurance. Yes. Hold up under pressure. Not giving in. No complaining. We worry about kingdom. We're not sidetracked with anything. We talk and live kingdom. Anything else is a flat out distraction. We live kingdom. Say, hey buddy, you gotta fight through it. So I fought through it. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. Now the main thrust to an extent is about endurance. Endurance. I think that word in the Greek, I think it's a Greek word, hufomene, I think it is. Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Let's see what Paul told Timothy. Again, we're talking magnificent valor. We do not quit. We do not quit. Quitting is not an option to me. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. The husbandman, I'm quoting New King James. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Listen carefully. Paul tells Timothy, consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. Listen. Remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was raised from the dead. You want to talk about endurance? According to my gospel, of which, listen, according to my gospel, which I suffer as an evildoer unto chains. But contrast, which I suffer as an evildoer unto chains, but contrast, the word of God is not chained. Paul was tied up, put in prison to shut him up. Because his faith in Christ, in prison, chains, in human dung, according to the book of Philippians, in human waste, up to his waist, they said. But he says this, you might chain me to a wall in a prison, but Christ in me, he cannot be chained.
That's right.
Yes. You can tie me up. You can mock me. You can beat me. You can scourge me. You can ridicule me. You can bind me up, but Christ in me, he cannot be chained. You can't shut me up. Therefore I suffer, Paul said, as an evildoer unto chains. But contrast, the word of God is not chained. You can't bind the word of God up. No one can keep us from living a holy life but us. I'm suffering as an evildoer, which he was not, unto chains. But contrast the word of God. Jesus. Cannot be chained. Listen to this. Therefore I endure all things. Listen to what he said. Therefore, I endure all things for the very elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Our testimony, our resolve, cannot be put on the shelf.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I told the big dog today. I don't want to tell him I went to Dallas today because He would have been a little nervous because I usually can't talk at the dialysis. I stutter real bad. But I said, come on, big dog. I've been under your ministry for 30 years, man. I don't know how to back down, big dog. I've served with you for 30 years. Christ in me, he cannot be bound. Circumstances, nothing can keep me from praising my God. Magnificent valor. I heard Jamie Legault, I think, did I say that right? Legault. She sent me one of her teachings the other day. She said something so simplistic, but I loved it. She said, we that are on this walk, we're like firemen. We run into the fire, not away from it. We run into the fire. There's something in me, man. When I was in the world, drinking, snorting coke for a couple of days, I always went to work. No matter how hungover, or how much coke I had in my system, I always went to work. I never missed work because of drugs and alcohol. So now, as a born-again believer, there's less retreat in me. Because the Word of God, it cannot be bound.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Therefore, Paul said, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain salvation that is in Christ Jesus through eternal glory. Our testimony cannot be for sale. We don't have boiling points. We don't have agendas. If we got agendas, we count them as dung.
Yes.
At least I do. That's where he has me. I'm here to give Pastor Brown all that I got. To be here every Sunday. I'm going to Texas next month to go see my family. But I'm here serving him and Miss Candy to usher in kingdom. We are to live lives of magnificent valor.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
2 Corinthians 4. I love this scripture. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also be manifest in our body. Listen to this. For we that live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. Listen to what he said. So then death is working now. It's working in us. And life in you. Basically what he's saying is, we manifest truth at all times. As servants of Christ, we manifest truth. We don't live compromised. We manifest truth as servants of God. We live humble lives the best that we can. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. We don't have rights to respond. The only right we have is to live out of a sanctified spirit. death works in us, but life in you. We're epistles of God, read and known of all men. They should know that we're believers by how we conduct ourselves, by the magnificent valor that we live in. Philippians chapter 2, real quick. I'm about done already, believe it or not. Yeah. He said he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. But this is the part we hardly ever quote. I can hear Gary Carpenter so clearly now. You see, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Listen, therefore, God has highly exalted him. Why did he exalt him? Because he humbled himself unto death. Even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given the name above all names. He humbled himself. He had no rights. Church was not an option. The common headache wouldn't keep us out of church. Common headache. Our children keep us out of church. This is where I'm at now. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. I don't have an agenda. I don't want to be found in him. Yes, Jesus. I want to give Christ all that I got.
Yes, Jesus.
I want to be subservient to my pastor and his wife and usher in kingdom. I want to live my life with magnificent valor. That's what I want. Jamie said, we're like firemen. We run into the fire. We do not back down. Join me on this journey, man. Join me on this journey. Join us to a journey of humbling ourselves. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. Why? Because he humbled himself. He had no rights. No right. Your ministry cannot be on your agenda. Christ. Your prayer life can be second to none. At least it is to me. That's where I'm at. We must finish with magnificent valor. Hurting. Tired, magnificent valor.
Yes. Yes.
Emotional distress, perplexities, magnificent valor. We manifest truth.
Yes.
Regardless, we manifest truth as servants of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, strip me of all indifference, Father. Purge my heart with your word, with your spirit. that would care about nothing else, Lord, but you, Lord. Kingdom, Lord. That my mind would be kingdom and kingdom only. Give me a few more minutes and I'm done. Let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. This is magnificent in valor. I am already being poured out as a drink offering. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought. Notice he said, the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That's the way we finish. Finally, there is laid over me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me on that day. Not unto me only, but also unto all those that love his appearing. Most of you drive from out of town here. You agree with me. Wrote you wouldn't be here on a Wednesday night. You want what I want, or else you wouldn't be here from 20 miles away. Or some of you live in Babcock Ranch, an hour away. That's all I want to say before I get out. I don't want to be mean to nobody. But we march on. We march on. Magnificent valor. I'm praying this prayer last few months. Father, in Christ Jesus, there abides love in me. Never be hurt. Father, that I would abide in this love and be as they that love not their life till the death. Your grace, Dad, to finish my course. Father, in Christ Jesus, there abides in me a love that can never be hurt. Father, that I would abide in this love and be as they that love not their life to the death. That, my friends, is magnificent valor. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to wind down because I'm real tired. Thank you. I know it's not very long, but that's what I had, and I'm just tired. I need to go home and get some sleep. So I love you with all my heart. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Magnificent valor. That's what we're after. Amen. Love all of you.
Hallelujah. It was fantastic. Homer, you almost went the whole time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Homer will be the first to tell you that what he has, every one of you have inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Pete Hegsted would just like for Homer to travel with him. Pete is the head of our military now, and he has one boss, and that is President Trump, but nobody's above him. He's the boss of all generals and all military, Marines, Army, Air Force. I haven't read the whole article. I've only seen parts of it. He called all of the generals this week. Everybody was saying, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? He had them all meet in one place. The president came, but it was Pete's meeting. He met with all the top brass across America. He said, I want you to understand something. You've got one job, one mission. And that is to train for war. And understand, he gave him 10 different powerful points. I need to go through them. But he spoke to these powerful generals and he said, these are the things you've got to understand. Woke is over. DEI is total, it's gone. There'll be no more soldiers that'll ever be caught in a dress. We'll have no more sissies. And besides for that, we'll have no more fat generals either. No matter what your age is as a general, you will get in shape. Now that's the kind of military that we need to have. No more sissies. But in the church, he's employed us to get into spiritual shape. We're not talking about your physical shape or anything. He's asking us as the Lamb, will you do this? Will you do this? Will you trade your life so that I can use you? And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We surrender all. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because you are the tip of the spear. That means you're the point, people. And many that are watching are as well, just because you're not here. We love you all. Powerful message. And Homer is right. If I'd have known he had dialysis today, I'd have said, no, I'm not going to let you. I am not going to let you. I thought, after I heard what he went through, I said, dear God, I told Candy, I said, oh, Jesus, my little, it was okay. You know, I'm real busy this week. It's okay to have somebody step in. But then, after you stand up because you've been shot 6 times and you say, I'm just like, Paul, and we don't want to ever, we're here to minister to people. But at the same time, we're here to train generals. People that really, Paul listed all that he went through. And I don't know if he was, I don't think he was trying to be sarcastic. I think he really meant it. Like Homer said, you don't try to be tough. He said, and this light affliction. He called it a light affliction. It's like, oh my God, Paul, you've been stoned. You've been shipwrecked. You've been beaten 5 times with 39 stripes. You have on and on and on. And he called it a light affliction compared to eternal glory. Hallelujah. So how do you get tough? You don't determine to get tough. You determine to pray. And that just makes you tough. Hallelujah. We love you. Let's all stand. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. You are highly favored of God, blessed and highly favored. God bless you and good night.